Peekaberry pie.
Peekaberry pie.
Being tiny is just fine on pickleberry pie.
Pickleberry pie.
Laughter, music, sing along.
We will find your favorite songs.
You know you're right where you belong, right here on pickleberry pie.
Okay, pickleberries, are you ready?
I'm Linda Arnold, and I'd like to invite you to come with me to a magical place, a musical place, Pickleberry Pie. All it takes is a little
Quick, Linda, come inside!
Well, okay. What is it, Peter? Oh, well, it takes a little imagination. Maybe not as much imagination as usual. Let's go inside. Okay,
hop,
Peter,
hop.
What is it?
Hop, hoppity hop, hop, hop.
It's Tony, like, Linda. Hop, it's hop, downright hop, undignified.
Hop,
he won't stop.
Hop,
stop what?
Hoppity
hopping.
Hop, like hop, hop, hop. Hop, hop, hop. Hitty hop, hop, hop.
I hop and hop each morning. I hop and hop at night. I hop most any time of day, 'cause any time is right. I love to hop, hop, hop and hop, hop and hop and never stop. I love to hop, hop, hop and hop, hop and hop and never stop. I hop because I'm happy, I hop because I'm glad, but I never hop on the tabletop, 'cause that makes Mama mad. I love to hop, hop, hop and hop, hop and hop and never stop. I love to hop, hop, hop and hop, hop and hop and never stop. Cannot stop hopping, I just cannot sit still. I've been hopping each morning since the day I was born, and I guess I always will. I love to hop, hop, hop and hop, hop and hop and never stop. I love to hop, hop, hop and hop, hop and hop and never stop.
Hop, hop, like hop.
Oh,
hop,
I see.
Hoppity hop, hop, hop.
Hopping here,
like,
hopping there.
Hop, hop.
You never see me
hop,
hopping.
Hop,
yes,
hoppity,
well,
hop.
When did this start?
Hoppity, hop,
when
like,
Adria
hop,
came over.
Hop,
this is Adria.
Hop, hop, hop.
Tell her your name.
Adria Claire LaBeouf.
Yes, Adria, I think I've met you before. Now, what is all this about Tony and hopping? Are you playing a game?
No.
Tony's not playing a game. He's driving me nuts. First, he stopped talking. I mean, saying normal stuff like, Peter, you're the best, or Peter, everyone likes you. You know, that kind of normal stuff.
Okay, okay, but Peter.
And then he started doing something weird with his nose. You know, and he ate up all the lettuce in the refrigerator. Then the carrots. How many did he eat, Adria?
Four.
Right, four carrots.
And all the carrot cake, too.
I see. Well, it seems to me that Tony is acting something like a rabbit.
Sheesh! First a pickleberry, now a rabbit.
She might be right, Peter.
Trust me, Pammy. Tony doesn't look anything like a rabbit. Tell her, Adria. Tell her what rabbits look like. Nothing like Tony.
Yeah, because they're white and have white ears. And they're pink, too. They have a funny bald tail.
Right. Not green, white. And the ears and the tail.
But rabbits do like to hop, don't they, Adria?
They hop around all the time. It's just more fun than just walking.
Well, that's true.
They do real hopping. They even wiggle their noses.
You mean like Tony is doing now? Hey, no, cut that out.
Yes, they do.
Ooh, boo, brother. It's crazy. C-R-Z-Y. Crazy. Take it from me. No self-respecting pickleberry would be caught dead hopping.
Look, Tony's putting on paper ears and a tail.
You can't make a rabbit out of a pickleberry with some taped ears and a tail. Everyone knows that. You can hardly make a rabbit out of anything. Just listen to this.
Once upon a time, there was a little boy named Montague Babbitt who decided one day that he would make a rabbit. Montague had never seen a real rabbit, and no real rabbit had ever seen Montague. But that didn't worry him at all. He'd make a rabbit. Hadn't he already made a wagon, a spaceship, and a thingamabob? So down to the toy store, Montague ran, saying, I can make a rabbit if anybody can. And he bought a yellow box full of things that rattled. And on the box, in big red letters, it said very clearly how to make a rabbit. So back to his workshop, Montague ran, saying, I can make a rabbit if anybody can. When he got there, he opened the box, and out of it fell two little wooden feet and two big wooden feet and two big pink flannel ears and a bundle of straw and a roll of white cotton and nails and glue and two little black buttons. Montague sawed and he hammered and he glued and he stuffed and he patted and he prodded and he poked and he puffed. But all the while, his rabbit just sat on his workbench and never moved, until very slowly one pink flannel ear drooped and fell off. And then the other ear drooped and fell off. And so did the tail and one hind leg. What's the matter with my rabbit? Cried Montague. I followed the directions on the box and made it very carefully, but what I made isn't a rabbit. And I can't think of anything else it is either. So off to the pet store, Montague ran, saying, I can make a rabbit if anybody can. And there in the window sat a white rabbit eating a carrot and counting the people who stopped to watch him. Montague looked at the rabbit for a long time, and then he said, there's a thump in his feet and a twinkle in his nose and a very small twitch in his tail. So a rabbit that's a rabbit is a rabbit which has a thump and a twinkle and a very small twitch. But there wasn't any thump or twinkle or twitch in the yellow box that Montague bought at the toy store. And you can't make a thump or a twinkle or a twitch out of nails and glue and straw. So into the pet store Montague ran, saying, I can't make a rabbit and nobody can. And he bought the white rabbit in the pet store window and carried him home in his arms. And when he put him on his workbench, just as you expected, the rabbit's hind feet thumped, his nose twinkled, and his small tail twitched like that. So if you want to make a rabbit that is a rabbit and not just make-believe, you'll need a thump and a twinkle and a twitch. And the only place you can find them in the whole wide world is at the beginning, the middle, and the end of a rabbit, on his nose, on his feet, and on his very small tail.
Hop, hop, like hop. Hop.
Oh, no.
Hoppity hop.
He's still at it. Like suppose someone comes by the pie and sees him like this, and then sees me, Peter B. Pickleberry, star of radio and, radio.
Oh, Peter. Adria, you can help us. Do you think Tony is, well, thinks he's maybe a toy rabbit?
No.
Well, I mean, you have a stuffed toy rabbit, don't you?
Yes, I do. But I just have one.
What's his name?
Pinky.
Oh, how cute.
Ooh, how embarrassing! Tony is not a stuffed bunny. They don't hop. They just sit there.
Is that what Pinky does, Adria? I mean, does he do stuff besides sitting?
Yeah, he hides. I mean, that he always hides around me. Sometimes he hides behind my desk. Sometimes he hides around my battery box if I can find him there.
Okay, so Tony doesn't think he's a stuffed rabbit. He's not hiding. He's hopping. And not even running away, either. Sometimes those bunnies do that, you know.
Jennifer slept in her little bed with dreams of a rabbit in her little head. Jennifer's rabbit, brown and white, left the house and ran away one night, along with the turtle and the kangaroo and 17 monkeys from the city zoo. And Jennifer too. They ran through the forest and they all held hands. They came to the ocean with the cookie crumb sands. Called it the sea of the very best dreams. And they all built the castle of the best moonbeams and Milky Way streams. And there on the sands where the starfish play, the ship sailed in from the moonbeam bay. They all went sailing on the starlight sea, where they all had cookies with oolong tea. And Jenny had three. They danced on the decks of their red sail brig. The monkeys and the sailors did a whirling jig. Turtle played the fiddle and the rabbit played kazoo. And they bowed to each other as polite folks do. And Jenny bowed too. Then my, said the turtle as the clock struck three, the hour is growing very late for me. Not at all, said the rabbit, and I'll tell you why. We still haven't counted every star in the sky. Said Jenny, let's try. So they counted on the ship and they counted on the shore. They counted through the forest to the bedroom door. They counted in bed till they could count no more. Then they all fell asleep and the final score was a trillion and four. Yes, the rabbit and the turtle and the kangaroo, and Jenny fell asleep as sleepy folks do, just like you.
Oh no, first Tony thinks he's a stuffed rabbit, and the next thing you know, he's in danger.
In danger?
You bet! Being a stuffed bunny can be hazardous to your health.
My brother threw up on my stuffed toy bunny. You better not laugh, 'cause it really isn't funny. It was lying in my bed when I was sound asleep. But it could have been worse, yeah, it could have been me. My bunny's name was Bill and he was pink and white. His eyes were purple and they glowed at night. His ears were ragged and his nose was red. He was soft as my pillow from his paws to his head. And then my brother grew up on my stuffed toy bunny. You better not laugh, 'cause it really isn't funny. It was lying in my bed when I was sound asleep. But it could have been worse, yeah, it could have been. Dad tried to help when I started to scream. He threw my bunny in the washing machine. But my bunny Bill still smells so bad that I lost the best friend a kid ever had. Because my brother threw up on my stuffed toy bunny. You better not laugh, 'cause it really isn't funny. It was lying in my bed when I was sound asleep. But it could have been worse, yeah, it could have been me. So my bunny now sits on my shelf at home, next to my smelly toy telephone. And the dirty old bear with the stains and the spots, 'cause my little brother throws up a lot. Yeah, my brother threw up on my stuffed toy bunny. You better not laugh, 'cause it really isn't funny. It was lying in my bed when I was
sound asleep, but it could have been worse. Yeah, it could have been. You know it could have been worse. You know it could have been me.
Hop like hop. Hop, hoppity hop, hop.
You were listening to Pickleberry Pie, a radio show for kids. Today on the pie, I'm ashamed to say it, this normal pie with normal pickleberries has been turned into some kind of funny farm with a crazy pickleberry hopping all over.
Pickleberries, I have an idea. Do you think this might have something to do with Easter?
You mean the Easter aardvark?
No, it's the Easter Bunny. He is the rabbit that hides the eggs with the grown-ups.
Oh, him.
He gets them from a magic chicken that he keeps in his backyard. The magic chicken, he lays the colored eggs. Then the Easter Bunny, he goes out to hide them.
Chick, now about this hopping.
I think maybe Adria's onto something, Peter.
Tony? The Easter Bunny? No way! Tony can't even carry his lunchbox, much less an Easter basket. Besides, everyone knows the Easter Bunny is named Peter.
Here comes Peter Cottontail, hopping down the bunny trail. Hippity hopping, Easter's on its way. Bringing every girl and boy baskets full of Easter joy, things to make your Easter bright and gay. He's got jelly beans for Tommy, colored eggs for Sister Sue. There's an orchid for your mommy and an Easter bonnet too. Oh, here comes Peter Cottontail, hopping down the bunny trail. Hippity hoppity, happy Easter day. Here comes Peter Cottontail, hopping down the bunny trail. Hippity hopping, Easter's on its way. Try to do the things you should, maybe if you're extra good, he'll roll lots of Easter eggs your way. You wake up on Easter morning and you know that he was there. When you find those chocolate bunnies that he's hiding everywhere. Oh, here comes Peter Cottontail, hopping down the bunny trail. Hippity hoppity, happy Easter day. Hippity hoppity, happy Easter day.
Hop, hop, like hop. Hop, hoppity hop, hop.
Look. Tony put down some baskets.
I see them. Empty baskets.
And they have names on them. They all say, Peter.
Well, makes sense. Peter Cottontail and all.
No. Peter P. Pickleberry.
Where?
Right there. Oh, and look. The bunny left a note.
Give me the... Dear Peter, the Easter Bunny wants you to fill in. He's put too many, like... eggs in one basket. I don't believe this.
That's what it says. Here, let me help. So put on these ears and this tail and hop along with me.
Hop along?
Uh-huh. or else some good little kids will miss out on Easter. Thanks, your assistant, Tony T. Bunny.
Assistant?
That's what it says.
I don't believe it.
Well, it could happen, Peter. See, you've got to admit, it's quite a task delivering all those eggs. Maybe the Easter Bunny needs some help. I know there's an egg hunt right down on the village square.
But I'm a pickleberry, not a rabbit.
It wouldn't be so bad, right? I mean, you'd like to help the Easter Bunny, wouldn't you, Adria?
Yes, because I could be all white. Pink and white ears. I like to hop. Then I'd just hop around the forest and play with my friends.
Well, I won't have any friends after I do this.
Not true. Everyone will be grateful. And you have to do it because you're the only one named Peter.
No.
For the kids?
Well.
Please?
Okay. Where are the ears?
Good choice, Peter.
Now, the first thing you've got to learn is the bunny hop. You know it, Adria?
Yep. Because I can go on my tippy toes and I can put my hands like this. Then go up in the air.
Well, that's kind of the way to do it. See, you hold on to the waist of the person in front of you. You put your right foot out and bring it back. Then you put your left foot out and bring it back. Then you hop forward and hop back and hop forward three times. Hop, hop, hop.
You sure I gotta do this?
Trust me, Peter.
Oh, brother.
Put your right foot forward, left foot out, and do the bunny hop, bunny hop, bunny hop, hop. Put your right foot forward, put your left foot out, do the bunny hop, 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 hop. Dance is new creation, it's the new sensation. Do the bunny hop, 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 hop. Let's all join in the fun, father, mother, son. Do the bunny hop, 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 hop.
Everybody's hopping because I'm hoping to be hip. Hoping to hop to the top of the pop. Yeah, everybody's doing it. Hopping to the pop because it's hip to hop to the top of the pop. Everybody's doing it. Hoping to be hip. Hoping to hop to the top of the pop. Hop to the top of the pop. And everybody's playing them. Jukebox, big juke, big box. White socks, put another dollar in a jukebox. Swing that box and drop your socks. Because everybody's doing it. Hopping to the pop because it's hip to hop to the top of the pop. Everybody's doing it.
Let's hop, hippity hop from toe to top. Let's flash slacks, drop socks, put another dollar in a jukebox. Come on, Roger, let's dance. Swing my dress, you swing your pants. Swing that jukebox, don't stop. You can't stop that top of the pop.
Everybody's doing it, hopping to the pop, cause it's hip to hop to the top of the pop. Everybody's doing it, hoping to be hip, hoping to hop to the top of the pop. Hop to the top of the pop.
And everybody's buying it, shopping the flat wax. Spin that wax and flash your slacks. Everybody's shopping it, hopping to the hot wax. Spin that wax, you won't relax.
Cause everybody's doing it, hopping to the pop, cause it's hip to hop to the top of the pop. Everybody's doing it, hoping to be hip, hoping to hop to the top of the pop. Hop to the top of the pop.
Come on, Roger, let's swing. Do your funky duck walk thing. Jump up, jump back. Swing your partner, quack, quack, quack. Come on, Roger, let's go. Do the funky heel and toe. Swing that jukebox, don't stop. You can't stop at top of the pop.
Everybody's doing it, hopping to the pop, cause it's hip to hop to the top of the pop. Everybody's hopping cause I'm hoping to be hip, hopping to hop to the top of the pop. Hop to the top of the pop. Everybody's doing it, hopping to the pop, cause it's hip to hop to the top of the pop. Everybody's doing it, hoping to be hip, hoping to hop to the top of the pop. Hoppin' to the pop, cause it's hip to hop to the top of the pop. Everybody's doing it, hoping to be hip, hoping to hop to the top of the pop. Hop to the top of the pop, top of the pop, top of the pop. Hop, top, pop, stop.
So that's our Pickleberry Pie show for today. We'll be back soon with more music and more pickleberries. So until then, this is Linda Arnold for Adria and all the pickleberries saying,
well, can we leave by the back door, Tony?
Nope. We's got a lot of helpers right outside, and they all want to, like, see you, Peter.
Chick.
Hop, hoppity, hop,
hop,
like hop,
hop, hop, hop, hop, hop.
Be kind to your parents, though they don't deserve it. Remember that grown-ups is a difficult stage of life. They're apt to be nervous and confused from their daily storm and strife. Just keep in mind, though it seems hard, I know, most parents were children long ago.
Incredible!
So treat them with patience and kind understanding,
in spite of the foolish things they do.
The Pickleberries would like to hear from you. You can write to them care of Box 2999, Santa Cruz, California, 95062.